Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a very amazing story about how our times that we're living in today are very much Mashiach-dik times, Ulut-dik times. That is to say, a time in which we can feel and perceive, hear, and notice the closeness of Mashiach and Geula. That is, we're seeing many miracles taking place, which are the kind of miracles which the Torah tells us will take place close to and during the time of the Geula. And I'm referring specifically to how nations of the world today are recognizing the specialness of the Jewish people and the fact that Hashem is really in charge. In fact, in one of the recent sections of a Gemara, for the Daf Yomi cycle, that is a page a day, completing the entire Gemara in 7 years, there was a section in which the Gemara says that in the times just before the Geula arrives, Eretz Yisrael will be fighting Persia, and Rome will come to their assistance. Eretz Yisrael, we know, is Eretz Yisrael, the Jewish people. Persia is Iran and Iraq. In the past, we've had troubles with Iraq, and they were defeated. And now we're having troubles with Iran. Both those countries are part of the area of Persia. And we are defeating Iran. And especially on this past Shabbos, we received a great help. Actually, even before this past Shabbos, we were receiving a great help from the United States, which the United States is really the inheritor of Rome. The Roman Empire brought about the great nations of Europe, and from Europe came the United States. And so the United States is really part of what was once upon a time referred to as the Roman Empire, although it's not in Rome, but it's the inheritor of Rome. And sure enough, the United States has been helping Israel very, very significantly with weapons and with materials, munitions, the things that make for explosions, bullets, guns, tanks, all kinds of things, fighting planes and many, many important weapons. And this has been a great help, and especially this past Shabbos, where the United States bombed the three major nuclear centers of Iran, which destroyed their ability to make a nuclear bomb. A nuclear bomb being a very, very, very powerful weapon, much more powerful than any other weapons. And Iran has been saying for the whole life of the present government of Iran for many, many decades that their goal is to destroy Israel, Chas v'Shalom. And they'll use any means to do it. And they've killed thousands of people in the efforts to do that, unfortunately. And really, they've killed indirectly hundreds of thousands of people from all the different wars and so forth through the countries, the organizations that they have built, such as Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis. Throughout the world, and in the Middle East, they have been nothing but trouble. And now they're being defeated by Israel, with the help of America, which is a fulfillment of that which the Gemara says, that Israel will defeat Persia with the help of Rome, Rome being the United States, Persia being Iran. But in addition to that, we see that the people of the world, many people of the world, are giving credit to Hashem, and especially the president of our country, President Trump, said the following words. He says that, "I want to thank everybody, and in particular, God," meaning he wants to thank the military, and he wants to thank the Secretary of Defense, and he wants to thank the intelligence divisions, and so forth. He had a whole list, but he says at the end that in particular, God, in particular, he wants to thank God. "I want to just say," continued President Trump, "we love you, God, and we have our great military. Protect them," he says to God. "God bless the Middle East. God bless Israel. and God bless America. So we see many statements here in which the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, is giving credit to Hashem, thanking, as he says, in particular, although he thanks his military and so forth, he says in particular he wants to thank God. And he says that we love God, and he blesses Israel. He speaks very highly of Israel in many places. And this is really a fulfillment of many of the prophecies in which our Torah tells us, the Nevi'im and so forth, that the world will begin to recognize the kingdom of Hashem, Malchus Shakai, the kingdom of Hashem. And we're beginning to see this. And this is therefore something which is very inspiring and should help us to be more and more motivated to do everything which we can do to speed up Mashiach and redemption. And that means, of course, if we're not in the army, like people in the IDF are, but we're average Americans or average people from other countries that are just sitting in their house during the war, but we have to be members of the IDF also, but members of the Tzivos Hashem, the army of Hashem, as the Torah calls it, to learn more Torah and do more mitzvahs, to give more tzedakah, acts of goodness and kindness, and to do it knowing that it should be a merit and asking Hashem that it should be a merit to help our soldiers and to help every single Jew to be safe, especially to be safe from the missiles and bombs which our enemies, may they rot, are sending against us. And in this way, through our participation especially, Mashiach should come so much quicker and the Gula should come so much quicker. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.